The U.S. appears to be having second thoughts about the appointment of a former Iraqi army general to head a militia in the city of Fallujah. Last week, Marine commanders responsible for Fallujah approved the selection of Major General Jassim Mohammed Saleh. It turns out he was a member of Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard. Today, General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told ABC's This Week the Iraqi general must still be vetted.
That process is not complete. There's another general they're looking at. My guess is it will not be General Saleh. He will not be their leader.
Fallujah was relatively quiet today. Makeshift Iraqi patrols maintained a small presence in the city and at checkpoints outside. A steady stream of cars carrying residents of Fallujah back into the city crawled past Iraqi and American soldiers. NPR's Peter Kenyon caught up with the Fallujans as they made their way back to the homes they had fled during last month's fierce fighting.
The highway between Baghdad and Fallujah today featured the charred wreckage of a petroleum tanker truck burning in the westbound lane. Further on, traffic slowed as Iraqis in civil defense and military uniforms and U.S. Marines checked ID cards. Only Fallujah residents were allowed to return home, or at least to see if their homes were still habitable after weeks of fierce fighting. This man, who wouldn't give his name, said it had been a month since he and his family had fled.
Mainly because of the children, you know, because all the streets became a battlefront, so they were scared. The airplanes, the helicopters, fighting here and there.
Several people here made it clear that they're desperate to believe that their homegrown forces can maintain this nascent calm. Ali Ziadan and his wife rejected the angry claims from insurgents inside their city that the Marines had suffered a humiliating defeat.
I won't call it a defeat. It's a withdrawal. It's for making things easy for us and them. All we want is peace and security for us, for our families.
There was near unanimous praise at the checkpoint for Iraqi General Jassim Saleh, even as General Myers all but pulled the rug out from under him in Washington. Shia and American-backed Sunni leaders are complaining bitterly about General Saleh's ties to Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard. The U.S. military remains quite guarded about the chances that Fallujah will remain quiet. That's in stark contrast to the impression of accelerating peace many Fallujah residents seem to have. This man, who gave his name as Abdul Karim, seemed to believe that Iraqi forces are now ready to take over for American soldiers throughout Iraq.
Yes, of course. No one is happy that there are occupation forces in his city. So we wish that all the Americans should withdraw from the cities all over Iraq. The Iraqi army and the Iraqi police are very experienced, very skillful to settle things down and achieve peace everywhere.
Some of the Marines in Fallujah, meanwhile, are concerned that these Iraqi patrols will be more interested in negotiating with the Fallujah insurgents than in disarming them. The Americans fear another round of fighting may well lie ahead, and these returning families may once again be in harm's way. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.